I've learned that there is a word for it in English. Petrichor, the essence of rocks. But it just doesn't do it for me. Call me a nostalgist, but I still like the Hindi phrase sondhi mitti for that heady smell of the first fat drops of rain on summer parched earth. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, watching the monsoons depart for yet another year after their four-month journey across a parched landmass. Four-fifths of India's rain comes from the monsoons. No wonder the whole country anxiously scans the skies as soon as it's June for the first rain clouds. But for those of us growing up in the cities, the rain is not about oil seeds and rice crops. It is about sudden, menacing clouds that blot out the sunshine, squalls that leave the ground littered with magnolia blossoms. It's about sondhi mitti. Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore wrote songs for every season. But no season got as many songs as the monsoons, something for every mood. Joyous, dancing with clouds. Or steeped in lonely melancholy.
Amar din purano bekulo badolo shajhe amar din purano.
As a boy, there was nothing better than going to sleep hearing the patter of rain on tin roofs, and then waking up to flooded streets and a rainy day holiday. We sat on the balcony and watched the laughing urchins making a quick buck pushing stalled cars. We tore pages out of old exercise books and made paper boats and watched them bob through murky waters, the royal blue ink from forgotten lessons running in the rain. The drainage is better these days. There are fewer rainy day holidays. Once, rain-soaked Bollywood songs were all the rage because it was a perfect excuse to put the actress in a chiffon sari and then get her very wet. Modern-day composer Shantanu Moitro told the Times of India recently that in urban India, rains are about dirty streets and traffic snarls, not romanticism. We probably won't get another rain-drenched song like this one again. He's probably right. I was caught unawares on one flooded day this year in Calcutta. When I walked out onto the streets, it was a city transformed. People yelled as passing cars splashed them with great fans of dirty water. I was terrified I'd fall into a pothole on the street. As I waded home, I wasn't humming any of the happy rain songs I'd grown up with. All the way home, I wondered where the paper boats of my childhood had floated away. I didn't see a single one. But then, at a park near the house, I stumbled upon a group of boys playing soccer in the rain, joyfully splashing in the mud, still embracing the pleasure of a monsoon with full-throated glee. Standing under a tree for a moment, hearing their whoops and shouts, I could still pretend that when I turned around, the street would be littered with magnolia blossoms and little capsized paper boats. For KALW in Kolkata, I am Sandeep Roy.